An Anthropologist on Mars, Seven Paradoxical Tales, written by Oliver Sacks and read by Jonathan Davis and Oliver Sacks.
Early in March 1986, I received the following letter. I am a rather successful artist, just past 65 years of age. On January 2nd of this year, I was driving my car and was hit by a small truck on the passenger side of my vehicle. When visiting the emergency room of a local hospital, I was told I had a concussion. While taking an eye examination, it was discovered that I was unable to distinguish letters or colors. The letters appeared to be Greek letters. My vision was such that everything appeared to me as viewing a black and white television screen. Within days, I could distinguish letters, and my vision became that of an eagle. I can see a worm wriggling a block away. The sharpness of focus is incredible. But I am absolutely colorblind. I have visited ophthalmologists who know nothing about this colorblind business. I have visited neurologists to no avail. Under hypnosis, I still can't distinguish colors. I have been involved in all kinds of tests, you name it. My brown dog is dark gray. Tomato juice is black. Color TV is a hodgepodge. Had I ever encountered such a problem before? The writer continued. Could I explain what was happening to him? And could I help? This seemed an extraordinary letter. Color blindness, as ordinarily understood, is something one is born with, a difficulty distinguishing red and green or other colors, or extremely rarely, an inability to see any colors at all, due to defects in the color-responding cells, the cones of the retina. But clearly this was not the case with my correspondent, Jonathan I. He had seen normally all his life, had been born with a full complement of cones in his retinas. He had become colorblind after 65 years of seeing colors normally, totally colorblind, as if viewing a black and white television screen. The suddenness of the event was incompatible with any of the slow deteriorations that can befall the retinal cone cells, and suggested instead a mishap at a much higher level in those parts of the brain specialized for the perception of color. Total color blindness caused by brain damage, so-called cerebral achromatopsia, though described more than three centuries ago, remains a rare and important condition. It has intrigued neurologists because, like all neural dissolutions and destructions, it can reveal to us the mechanisms of neural construction. Specifically here, how the brain sees or makes color. Doubly intriguing is its occurrence in an artist, a painter for whom color has been of primary importance, and who can directly paint as well as describe what has befallen him, and thus convey the full strangeness, distress, and reality of the condition. Color is not a trivial subject, but one that has compelled for hundreds of years a passionate curiosity in the greatest artists, philosophers, and natural scientists. The young Spinoza wrote his first treatise on the rainbow. The young Newton's most joyous discovery was the composition of white light. Goethe's great color work, like Newton, started with a prism. Schopenhauer, Young, Helmholtz, and Maxwell in the last century were all tantalized by the problem of color. And Wittgenstein's last work was his Remarks on Color. And yet, most of us, most of the time, overlook its great mystery. Through such a case as Mr. I's, we can trace not only the underlying cerebral mechanisms or physiology, but the phenomenology of color and the depth of its resonance and meaning for the individual.